Jess, how you going?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
No, I'm well. I'm well.
Good night on the track?
Yeah, it was good. Good night on the track. Well, B grade. Few less numbers.
Yeah, not many numbers. Allegedly, because Whitey said he wasn't coming to training, so there was no one to impress.
Oh, that's actually a very good point.
There's still a broad selection panel in that B grade. You got to do the right thing by, I reckon, though. He doesn't mind a consultation.
That's a great point. We were having a little team meeting after the last drill of the night, and I reckon we had about six people all chime in,
two cents,
and which like obviously we love, like everyone's gonna talk up and everyone's
yeah leader,
of course, but
leadership.
And Chuck just comes in, he's like, all right, I reckon we had 6 points just made right then, let's just, you know, make sure we actually understand what we're trying to do here, and had to, you know, go through and simplify everything. It's quite funny. Anyway,
that was good.
You ready for tonight,
mate? Yeah, good to go. Let's get into
got
it.
A good guess as well, so let's go.
But I was just like, are you I'm still hurting a little bit. I know.
You're like, oh my God! It's happening! It's happening! What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast. I'm Jesse Finneman, your Ned Carruthers.
That's
Neddy
correct.
Boy, how are you?
I'm so good. Ready to get this started.
Fantastic.
Ready to get this pod going away. I am really revved after that week.
Me too. Mate, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. It was a pretty quiet weekend, going to the Kenzie and then getting home probably about 10 o'clock, just perfect time for the King's coronation.
What? Did you actually?
That's such a
fucking funny thing to say.
Well, I thought it was prime viewing.
Oh, God.
No,
I genuinely thought I was sitting across from Scott Carruthers.
Well, the reason was because I got home and Scott Carruthers.
Oh, what a shock. There it is.
He's propped up on the couch, so excited about the King's coronation, which, by the way, he said about 10 times that it was the first time in his life that it was a coronation.
Yeah, what a shock.
So he was revved about it.
Oh, that is so funny.
What did you get up to on the weekend?
Not much, mate. I goal umpired for the twos, and then I went down to the beach with a few friends. So
down to the beach. Lovely.
Yeah, it was nice.
Bit cold?
Bit chilly. So rugged up. Had a few beers to keep me warm as well. So, no, good fun.
Love that. Awesome.
Also, my grandma's 81st birthday dinner. Happy birthday to Grandma Jeanette.
Happy birthday, Grandma Jeanette. That's awesome. And 81 years. Wow.
Tonight of recording is Patrick Muller's birthday as well. So
yes. Happy birthday, Turk.
Yeah, favourite of the pod.
Well, by the way,
yep.
I think he copped a beer on the weekend.
He did. Yeah, he certainly did.
I heard it from a couple of boys playing the D grade. He was playing against the old side.
Yeah.
I think there was a
yep.
few boys propped up, some Rocks boys propped up in a car. Giving him some,
oh yeah,
giving him some stuff.
They were out for him. A few little. You wouldn't have been around. You were probably a toddler at the time. But Jack Watts' first game for Melbourne, all the Collingwood players on Queen's birthday, ran over to him and just buried his head in the ground on his first possession because he was like this big name draft pick.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
But he made it through, and he's better for it, for the adversity.
He's a battler, Turk, so we love
that. He certainly is.
So should we get into the D-grade game?
Fair mail?
A bit later.
All right. Yeah, D-grade.
Yeah, they did have a tough day, the D-grade. So going down to the Rocks D-grade, 9 goals, 17-71 to the Rocks, and 4 goals, 6-30 to Pembroke Kings.
Yeah, strong side. These college teams in the D-grade are formidable oppositions.
Yeah, they are looking like it. Finish off George Windley, Max Rollins.
Welcome out, George Windley, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
massive. His return to the club. Yep.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Max Rollins, William Hammond, Henry Ullman, and Max Nichols as our best players. So
sensational.
Well done to Max, rounding that off with a great start to the year and a great start to the Kings.
Yes, absolutely. And on Henry Ullman, an early favourite for the BNF, he's got 9 votes in 3 weeks.
Wow. That's massive.
From 2 games in the Ds.
That's very strong.
It's weird, I know that.
That's really weird, you know that. I don't know why you're
just
know
a fan
that,
of the humans.
Yeah. Thomas Andery with 1 goal and William Slamo Hammond with 3.
You're friends with him?
I am friends with him. Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Great.
I coach football with him.
How is your coaching going, by the way?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's looking strong.
Good.
Got Iggy's this week, round 1, so.
Exciting.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, loving it. building some rapport with the boys, so it's going well.
I hear you got you bring the energy to the side.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm good cop. Henry Reid is bad cop, which is an arrangement I'm very happy with.
How does Henry play that role?
So I'll give you an example. We're doing a drill, and the boys we're towards the end of the drill. And we're about to go into a new one, and Henry goes, "All right, lads, one more, and then we'll go into something else." And the boys are loving this drill, and they go, "Oh, please, three more." Instead of Henry's enforced one.
Yeah.
And Henry's like, "No, one more. And I'm like, "Oh, no, three more. And I walk over and I go, "Boys, do we want three more?" And they're like, "Yes!"
That is brilliant.
So that's how I'm the good cop. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you do less coaching though.
Probably a bit less coaching, yeah.
Boys get home. "I've got this great new coach."
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Moving into the B grade. Well, it was a bit of a interesting game, I guess, with a strong wind out of the House of Slam on Saturday. Playing Westminster in an Intercol rematch, which obviously is always going to be a big game for the club.
Massive.
For both clubs. And we ended up being quite dominant, I guess, the B grade, but we just couldn't finish. So, Kings finishing 9 goals 17-71 to Westminster's 3 goals 7-25. So, finishing with an extra,
17 goals.
Is that 16 scoring shots, an extra 16 scoring shots for the Kings.
And can you just spare a thought for the goal umpire when you're kicking 17 points? It's a busy job, mate. I was not happy with that.
Yeah, you couldn't just chat to the boys on the sideline.
No, outrageous.
I reckon there was a centre bounce that you were a bit late to as well.
Yeah, and probably.
The umpires were giving absolute sprays to the bloke in the blue jacket. just rolling out his pie that he's just got.
Let's be honest, it's not that important a job. They can just get on with it. No.
Be ready.
I'm all for the umpires. They're all great people and good contributors to our great game.
So we had some very strong performances on the weekend for the B grade. Oscar Switala, Charlie Nicholas and Peter Clare all getting in the best. Mm-hmm. But I think a special mention definitely has to go to Darcy McCrosty and Ryan Thompson, who were two and one.
Tomo had what, 40?
Oh, he got so much.
Yeah.
And Darcy was just been so clean for just his second game out at the club. They're looking like...
Yeah, guns.
Guns for the club, but also really knocking on doors, which is awesome.
100%.
I love that.
It's great to see.
Goal kickers for the day. Fred McClure got one. Sammy Carruthers, one. Pistol, one. And Ryan Thompson with one. Oscar Switala, two. Darcy McCrossy, two. And Cal Green with two. And it's awesome to see... quite an all-round
contribution
in that's the goal kickers, especially midfielders as well. So
finishing off the work, it's good.
It's a good game, but still a lot to improve.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on to the A grade.
Mm-hmm.
Great performance for the A grade. Really good game.
Yeah, there, awesome. I would have thought. Awesome for once.
Improving from the week before, a lot of the RFIs and coming away with a strong win in the Intercol rematch.
Yeah.
It was a great crowd as well. I was really impressed.
Very well attended.
The people.
I think that was a big result of the girls' game getting forfeited and them coming out to support.
Of course.
Which is great from them.
And works well playing Westminster.
Absolutely.
This week. So Kings finishing 16 goals, 9-105 to Westminster's 8 goals, 10-58.
Sensational result.
Pretty good. Especially really taking the game away from them at the end and stamping our foot down. Best players, Jack Green, Magnus Illman, Dylan Hopkins, Haz George and Nick Dinham is the best. So awesome, I must say, to see Hoppy getting third best.
Getting up there.
In his second game of A.
Sensational.
Grade. So,
and what a man he is. He's one of our favourites at the pod, isn't he?
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Has to be. Goal kickers, we had Tucker Evans with one, Anthony Wilson with one, Jack Green with one, Max Thring with one, Ned Kennett with one, Alex Forster with two, and Nick Dinham and Mark Evans both with four.
Good days.
massive days. So that's all our games of the week. C-grade had a bye, and Queens also, Greenacres forfeited against the Queens. So only three games for the Kings this week.
I feel like I'm back in the olden days of 2019 and 20 when we only had three games a week.
That's true.
Dark days, isn't mate. It? Yeah.
Dark days. I reckon that was when the club was really...
It was starting to launch.
Making moves, yeah.
And then, well, you know, when the girls team came in and we got a D grade, it was lit off.
Mm.
Great stuff, mate. Good report. Well done.
Thank you.
Mate, fan mail.
Yes.
We received a bit after we put the call out.
Massive. Keep it coming in as
well. Yeah. Oh, we love the fan mail. I think it's one of my favourite parts of the show.
Mm. So what did we get?
So I got a message from Alex Bretta that said, it's been 2 weeks in a row, or it might be the two nights at the Kenzie, so round one and round three, that Jack Green has just got hammered at the Kenzie, our captain. So I don't know how true this is, firstly, and secondly, if it is, it sounds like he's letting his hair down after passing over the torch for the podcast, which I'm not 100% sure
podcast
about.
Podcast hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a worry. So, look, guys, make sure to get over to Greeny, make sure he's all good. But he's enjoying a beer, apparently.
That is a bit worrying. Yeah. No, just give him a pat on the back.
Yeah, and also, to Bretta, horrible forum to bring this to.
I think he's just a bit jealous about episode one.
Yeah,
us.
I think he was. I think. Maybe Greeny was in sensational form.
Yeah.
Like, not even that hammered. Yeah. And Brett has just hung him out to dry because he's upset that we got Greeny on, not him.
I reckon that has to be the case.
Wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me.
Not on.
Turned very quickly, didn't it? you got some fair mail?
I did get some fair mail today. A bit of a late one too.
Yeah.
Just at training tonight. Pretty special, actually. So this is just before the A grade starts to get prepared for the game. They're all hanging around, having a good time, chatting, watching the B grade. And I reckon goes over to Tatum and says, Tatum, oh, like, you know, I've got to get this strapped. Like, what are you thinking? I've got to listen to this little niggle. And all of a sudden... Bang.
Bang.
Into has his ear.
What? What was?
He's ringing. It's a footy.
Oh, footy just smashed him in the head.
Footy. Has turns around, sees Slady and Dins just pissing themselves on the ground. Turns over. Who is it?
Who is it?
Eddie Kennett.
Oh, shock.
Oh.
I don't want him to take your throne, but he is a bad boy.
We can get on that bit. Yeah. Anyway. So
poor form, Nettie.
Nettie, yeah, not... Not on, and I heard he played the victim after as well.
Of course he did. Nettie, we got to look after our mates.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
No, that's okay, Nettie. We move on. Next contest.
Yes. So you also got some feedback relevant to my most recent point, Ned.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually know what the feedback was. I think you heard it, but there was a little comment.
You got a few messages.
There was a little comment I made in a previous pod.
Charlie Nicholas.
Just a little throwaway comment, I would have thought. But Chaz pointed out that I probably hadn't had a big one on Christmas or Christmas Eve. And I said, well, I'm a bad boy. And I'm stamping my foot down.
So you are. You're owning that you're a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
Okay. Good, mate.
I'm not really sure what that means at the moment, but
I'd prefer that than for you to whimper away from it, mate.
Yeah, no, I stand by what I say.
Good.
And I don't edit anything out of the pod.
Great.
Yeah, nothing I say gets edited out. Yep, so massive week ahead of us, Jess. Flinders Park at home, triple header. And of course, we've got the D grade at Daly Oval 12:15 against Modbury. And then the Queens will also play earlier in the day, 10:15 away against Jeb's Cross. First of all.
Yeah, that's great. But in bigger news, mate, there's something else going on off the field.
Ladies' Day.
Ladies' Day.
And if you didn't listen to the Queens Tea Time pod last week, you better listen now because...
You better.
Yeah, you really better.
There's the bad boy. You really better. What was that?
I was trying to do my Queens impersonation, but it just didn't come off. It was just a mix of everything. Sorry, mate. Sorry, go on, go on. No, so Ladies' Day, massive this week. If you haven't got a ticket, you better go get one now. Mm. Link is in the socials bio, or you can head to the website.
Yeah, well, my question is, I think you just answered it, but for guys like Peter Reed who aren't on the socials, they can go on the website, can they?
Yeah. So website, www.posfc.com.au. You can go there. You can click the little banner at the top of the website. It goes straight to the buy a ticket. So
sounds pretty streamlined.
No excuses, very easy to do.
And we got a big sweep as well, don't we, mate?
Oh, yeah. The sweep is even better this year. Mm, so if you had some fun last year, it's going to be massive.
It's going to be a hoot.
Some new additions. So as you said, the brother combos.
Yes.
So you can make a little purchase to buy any set of brothers who are playing both A's and B's this week.
If they kick a snag.
If they kick either of them kick a snag.
You get a drink.
Free drink.
That's a sensational deal.
On top of the lucky dip.
On top of the lucky dip. There's so much going on. There's too much to get through. So just make sure you get your tickets. You'll find out more on the day.
Food, drinks, front row seat.
Bang.
Culture.
Fun. All included. Is that all included?
All included
in the ticket.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Yep.
What a night we're in for. All right, mate. Well, I think we should get into our guest.
We should. I'm excited about this one.
Yes. Well, we might as well just throw to them now.
Let's go.
Well, Netty boy, big guest in this week. We've got one of my great mates, Alex Egar. How are you, mate?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Welcome to the pod.
So,
great to be here.
Be great extraordinaire, utility, plays all over the ground.
Don't know about that.
Just tell us what you told us just then. Where do you play?
Well, I'd like to say I have a set position, but across the last three games I've played, I would have played forward, back and mid.
Whitey throws the magnets around.
Absolute in there. Utility.
Yeah.
Truck.
Can't stand it.
Can't stand it. Wow. There's a bit of feedback for Tom.
No. Whitey's been commenting on the pod.
I will say once again that I actually love Whitey.
Yeah, no, great.
I want that on the table.
Likewise.
All right, mate. So we'll get straight into things.
Let's do it.
It's your second year out at the club?
Second year, yep.
And you finished school in 2018?
Yeah, same as you.
Yeah, same as me. I remember that, actually.
Awesome.
Did you play much footy before coming out to the Kings?
Yeah, a couple years out at Glenunga.
Interesting.
Mighty Rams.
Yeah, right.
Going well.
Okay, fair enough. Favourite game for the club or elsewhere?
Jeez. It would have to be prelim final last year. Enter Fred McClure, down by 4 goals. He kicks 5 in a row, 1-0 win.
I hate that that's probably not the end we're going to hear of Fred tonight, because he gets a lot of me time, but that was fair enough.
It's his world.
That was a different game to be part of.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
It was insane. But it didn't feel like it on the field. It felt so slow, and it was just another game. And then Soren went 1 by 1 and came off, and everyone's going nuts for us.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of like, oh yeah, we'll go into next week. But
yeah, you know how it feels to play for Collingwood, mate?
Oh, yeah. Moving on now. So that was your favourite game. What's your least favourite game you played for the Kings in your short time here?
The week after that, the ground going down by a few goals.
How much was it?
I think it was 3 or 4 goals.
Yeah, but it was 3 goals in the end.
Didn't really reflect. It was tight the whole game. Mm. Heaps of lead changes. But it got to the point with, a few minutes to go where... I think they were 1 or maybe 2 goals up, with a minute or two to go, and it was sort of evident that we were seriously going to struggle to win it. And then they just piled on 2 or 3 in the last couple of minutes. So it looked like the game blew out, but it was tight the whole day.
Yeah, nice. Well, we'll be back, mate. That's all right.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favourite King at the club?
Not to bring him up again, but...
Oh, you can't.
Well, everyone says you. Chaz said
no, I don't want it to be me.
Weeks ago, so I thought I'll stick with Fred.
All right, fair enough. Not Magnus?
Close second.
Okay, very good.
Are you single or taken?
I'm taken for a couple of years now.
Lovely. How's that coming along, mate?
Really well, mate. Thanks.
That's good. That actually leads me into a question. No. It's nothing bad. I just think, I've met, a lot of people in my time on this earth, a lot of people around my age group, I don't think I have met a person more keen on fatherhood and just parenthood in general. Would you agree?
It's not like I'm, you know, trying to jump into that, but I'd love to be a dad one day.
Yeah, you
one day. But I think that comes from, you know, you boys, my close friendship group, at every opportunity giving me shit about some things. Sometimes I talk like a dad.
You do.
Apparently, I dress like a dad.
You don't. You don't apparently dress like a dad, mate. It's insane. It's so funny, but I love it.
It's comfortable, and I think I look good.
You certainly do, especially with that slim rig you've got at the moment. So,
I'm still carrying a bit of luggage.
All right.
So essentially, you've just taken the dad role on, pretty much.
Not really. Maybe with
you certainly have.
It certainly grew when few of us went to Europe late last year because the rest of them were children and couldn't organise anything. So I felt like his dad, like clicking fingers in the street, like, Magnus, get back here.
Of course it was Matt.
Yeah.
He wandered off.
Do you want to tell us a bit about your Europe trip? What did you get up to?
Jesse, obviously, already over there. So I'll just mention the boys from the club. Don't have to mention anyone else. So we had Fred and Magnus join me as well for like 4.5 weeks. We bounced around like all over Europe, got in as many places as we could.
What countries?
We started in Germany Oktoberfest.
Yep.
Headed up to Berlin and then up to Amsterdam, Paris. We got back down to Milan, Rome, Sorrento, over to Spain, Portugal, and then visited Jesse up in England. But
we had a good night in Leeds, didn't we?
Running amok.
Massive night. Yeah. But yeah, I'm still hurting a little bit from that night.
Jesse didn't do anything.
No. Yeah, I can't.
No, I was well behaved.
I wanted something there.
Yeah.
It might come to me, but I think you were right.
Jesse was looking embarrassed. Yeah. There. I thought I had something.
Yeah. No, we did. We had the Otley run. We had a good time. We were dressed up as Aussies. Yeah. And then we went to the Rugby League World Cup game.
Dear, didn't we?
At Headingley.
VG.
Yep. And then we had a few more beers after that.
Yeah. Can I just say on the Europe thing, I just want to mention Magnus because mm-hmm. Oh my God, I don't think a day went by where he didn't get a text on his phone as we were walking a busy street and he'd have to stop
and
read it and then type out the slowest sentence. By the time we realised that he's not with us,
yeah,
we turned back and we've gone, he's nowhere. We're going to have to circle back, try and find
That's
him.
That's hilarious.
Such a dad comment.
Yeah, it is. It is. And and Magnus is a genuine child too, so it's a great relationship.
Yeah. Fred will testify.
So I'm really curious then if dad is the inside joke of your friendship group, why your name's Truck?
I don't know where Truck came from.
Oh, don't you?
Nah.
I think you looked in the mirror one day, mate, and you thought it suited.
Yeah, I'll take this one. Thanks very much. I reckon that was from like year 8 or year 9, maybe.
And just stuck.
Yeah, maybe just a bigger frame than these skinny fellas.
You can't say that to your year 10 co-captain, mate.
Co-captain?
Yeah.
No, you vice. I'm captain, thanks.
Moving along. And any other nicknames?
Nah, just like...
Dergs?
Hey?
Dergs?
Oh, Dergs. No, that's not a nickname. We just love yelling Tex. he's my favourite player.
Yeah, Truck, after 2 beers, we're just walking down Highland Street or any street or anywhere. He goes, Tex! Pretend to take a screamer. It's always good.
I do take a screamer.
It's never not made me
that
laugh.
That was the original Teagues.
Yeah, that's where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on the Tex thing, add this in if you want. We're at Oktoberfest and I had an Adelaide Crows hoodie on and some like little kid, well not really little kid, he was probably like 18 but he was short as, he sees a jumper And he like runs across and he goes, Dex Walker.
You're like, oh my God. It's happening. It's happening. He did the thing.
Stitches on the ground. Like, yeah. I cannot believe this.
That's awesome.
That's unreal. Bring it back down a bit. What do you do for work?
Just a sparky apprentice at the moment.
How's that going?
Pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. I like finishing work for the day and not having to worry about uni assignments. And
So did you ever go to uni?
Yeah, for about a year, really half-assed though.
Yep. Yeah. And then you stopped going to uni.
Yeah.
Did you tell your parents right away?
Oh, there was a bit of a buffer.
How long was the buffer, Alex?
Well, just because I didn't have this properly lined up yet. I'm not going to say how long the buffer was, but...
No, just tell us how long the buffer was.
Because they'll probably listen. No, it was like 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months, his parents thought he was going to uni.
No. But the thing is, I knew this was like my apprenticeship was starting in like X amount of months. So there was only like a little period where I was like, I'm not at uni and I haven't got anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Up. And then I got some connections involved. And
that's good.
Awesome. You a fan of New Year's?
Yeah, love it. Yeah,
and you have some really good friends, don't you?
I have some great friends.
Yeah, like a really strong friendship group. Yeah?
Yeah.
So was there a time that you loved your friends a bit more than your girlfriend?
No.
And maybe stitched her up a bit on New Year's?
I wouldn't say stitched up because there was so much warning involved. Would you like me to tell the story?
I would love you to tell the story.
It's not that crazy of a story. It was just because I copped a fair spray from this. So I don't know how it came about, but like maybe
it's because we weren't in the same place.
Yeah, but usually we are, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were pretty flat though. Jesse and I weren't gonna be together for New Year. So we're like, I'll give each other a call on the countdown. It'll be funny as.
We'll give each other a kiss on FaceTime.
Yeah. And
cute.
Yeah, obviously I was with Sarah and I told her like a month leading up. Every day
I'm booked in.
I was like, sorry.
11:59, I've got a business call.
So I'm calling Jessie for the countdown and she was just like, it was so weird, but whatever. And then it came to it and we're on FaceTime.
He's like, 3, 2, Happy New Year's, mate.
Countdown's on. I've got the FaceTime on. Like, hey.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then when the clock strikes 12, I just like both of us on our cameras on our phones, like,
yeah, it wasn't it, but pretty quickly we hung up and, you know, all the couples were having their cute moment and there Sarah was like holding a drink, kind of looking at me going, I thought you were taking the piss. And that was the first, I reckon, yeah, that was the first New Year's we had together. So it was meant to be a special one.
So good.
Yeah, ruined that.
All right, now I just want to bring it back to Europe.
Oh.
You were there at Oktoberfest, as you mentioned. First night on your way home, do you have any dramas, any obstacles arise?
So we're going to be at Magnus?
Nah.
Oh, first of the actual Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
because we had an incident with Magnus the very first night of Europe.
You can touch on that if you think it's podcast worthy.
Well, yeah, sort of just on what I mentioned before. The first night, we hadn't slept for like 30 hours. Everyone's pretty knackered. Magnus decides to get so pissed and he does it so well. We're in like this,
yeah, he's good at that.
We're in this like family sort of area, like I don't know, it was sort of like a beer garden but like pretty big. There are families around, we're all just like sipping a beer waiting for it to be a reasonable enough hour to go to sleep. Magnus is chugging these things down. He's yelling and screaming in the family area. He runs away. And this is our first night, so no one's got their SIM card sorted or anything. We can't, like, just text him or anything. You know, he wouldn't have the address of where we're staying. It was, like, half an hour out of the city. And for hours, probably got to, like, midnight. We are all so rooted, and we've all just gone, do not bugger it. Like, he dug this hole. We're going to sleep. He can find his way in the morning. We get back, and he's just sitting in our little hostel thing, and he's like, yeah, I've been back for, like, 3 hours. Livid, all of us. We're just gone.
Yeah.
Hate you, mate. Like, piss off. But
that's very good.
Yeah, that first night at Oktoberfest, my dear friend Harry Weeks.
A lofty devil.
Devil, yeah. Not sure how it started, but Fred was definitely involved in this. But we started, someone got hold of a lighter and we started, you know, lighting each other on fire. Thinking it was hilarious. Like, you'd, like, go up behind them and light their shirt and...
yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
And for whatever reason, my shirt was flammable at this point. And my back has just, like, exploded into flames. And, like, half my shirt, like, the back is gone on it. And we're all, like, so fierce.
So
we're
weird.
Just in the train station. And Harry Weeks decides that he's going to take this another step further. So he grabs the front of my shirt, I had a t-shirt on underneath, and he rips both of them apart. So I've got this, like, tiny little vest of a thing.
Yeah.
In Munich, where it's like 2 degrees overnight, freezing cold. So I thought, I've got to get him back. I've thrown his Birks, like, 100 metres over 2 train stations.
It's a big arm, mate.
Only to find out they were my Birks that he stole, like, two, like, 2 years ago.
He goes, mate, they were your fucking Birks. Oh, that is so funny.
That is amazing.
So
what
good.
Was your reaction to that?
He stole them, like, a year or two earlier. So it wasn't like I lost them that day, but I was just like, are you fucking kidding? I thought they were gone, and here they are. I've had them for a second, and now they're well gone.
That's so funny. Okay, I want to bring it back to your dad tendencies. There was, I reckon it was like the second week I got back from the UK and Europe. And we had a bit of a shindig organised with a few of our mates and a few girls. We're going to have a good night and potentially go out, whatever. But you couldn't attend because you had a concert to go to.
Oh, a great concert.
All right, tell us what it was and where it was.
It was in Manham. It's called Sounds by the River. And one of my favourite artists, Paul Kelly, was playing.
So you just go for a drive to Manham to see Paul Kelly.
Well, it wasn't just Paul Kelly. You know, there was Ian Moss, Troy Cassidale.
Who are these people?
Bernard Fanning. You
know, oh, my man. Actually, okay. I love Bernard Fanning.
Yeah, I actually saw Evo there.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, a dad. It makes sense.
Yeah, I also saw Charlton... dad there as well.
Yep, there you go.
Lots of dads there.
And how many years in a row has Paul Kelly been number one in your Spotify Wrapped?
Ever since Spotify Wrapped's been a thing.
that is a dad music taste, isn't it?
No, that
what was yours, like, little something?
Yeah, probably something little in the front.
Yeah,
the
I would think so. Yeah.
Pink Floyd number two.
So just to clarify, you went to Paul Kelly concert by yourself?
No, I took Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Well, originally, when these tickets came out, they were going quick. So I snagged up two. I was like, someone's going to want to come, and they're going to be, where's a ticket? I've got one. No one asked. So I started asking around.
Like, you're expecting people to come knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
Hey Alex, you couldn't have a Sounds by the River ticket, would you?
Paul Kelly, Missy Higgins was the other one actually. So I started asking around and got nothing. Fred was interested, but...
That was never genuine.
No. He had cricket.
Yeah.
And then I asked Sarah, to which her first response was just a chuckle.
Yeah.
I was joking. I said no. And then I was like, okay, I'll find something else. And then like 2 weeks out, I was like, this concert, you're coming with me. And she came and we had a great day. She actually enjoyed it.
That is good.
That's a great track. I love that.
Also sent in from one of your good friends, nearest and dearest, that you hate footy from Sunday to Friday. And then on Saturday morning, you wake up like a little Oz kicker and you just cannot wait to get out there.
Nah, I wouldn't even call it Saturday morning. I reckon from 3/4 time until Monday morning, I love footy. The whole lead up is just, why am I playing footy?
You keep doing it. I reckon, I can't remember a year where you weren't like out of school. Oh, I don't know about this year.
every year.
And then 3/4 time rolls around and
I'm buzzing.
That's good. All right, mate. I think we're all out of stories on you, but tell you what, I've had a good time. What about you, Nettie?
This has been great. This has been very funny. Chuck, do you have anything to finish us off with? Anything you want to say?
I love the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's been awesome to have you on. Some very funny stories. I'm better off for hearing them as well. So thanks for coming on. It's been great to have you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Thanks, mate. Wow. Wow.
He is good. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Great man. Good friend of mine. So I know I'm proud of him. He did a good job.
He spoke very well, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
Which is awesome. So, Ladies Day, last reminder, get your tickets in.
Mm-hmm.
Or get in and get your tickets.
Yeah, how much, Holly?
$50, I think.
Great.
Yep.
Mate, that is an absurdly low price.
That's a great
deal.
For
the return, yeah.
It's a great deal.
Anyway.
And, of course, everyone's welcome. So, you do not have to be a player out of the club.
No.
Everyone's welcome. Girlfriends, mothers, grandmas, friends. Come out. It's going to be a great day and lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Looking forward to it. All right. Well, I think that's it for us.
I think it is. We better stop talking.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. All right. See you next time.
See you then.